2, testing, hope.
Not a chair, would that be a good idea?
No, I think this is
You can also take this away and put it up on this table, you see, there are all kinds of possibilities.
I thought we would start with just some basic background material. You were actually born in Germany.
Yes.
Where?
In Dortmund, in Westphalia. And a very big industrial city that reminds me always very much of Pittsburgh. It's the same thing, iron and steel and coal and cork, and full of terrible pollution. But on the other hand, a very culturally active city with marvelous music. I'm still very interested in music. Subscribe to more things than I can handle. Opera, symphony, chamber music, I do all that. And there was a good museum, which I think was destroyed, but is rebuilt and is still very good. Now, this was a very interesting city to grow up in. And then when I came to college age, I went away, naturally, and I studied in Munich and Heidelberg. In the meantime, my family had moved to Heidelberg. We had a beautiful house overlooking the Rhine Valley, very, very high up, you know, and you have a marvelous view there to the, is it called Palatinate, and the Pfalz. And I liked Heidelberg very much, too, and did a lot of driving around and studied all along history of art. I mean, since my school days, even before I went to school, I was interested in museums. And when my government said, what shall we do this afternoon, I would say, I want to go to the museum. I was only 6 years old, and it was either in Dortmund or nearby. Bochum, Essen, Düsseldorf, Cologne was not too far, though you had to have a car or a train ride. And then I would know all these museums very well and had my favorites and began right there. And then come this usual student days. I was sent to Paris for 1 year to study French and study the museums in Paris, and then to London and do study there. Also English, of course, which was not my mother tongue, as you can hear.
Anglo-Saxon.
So it's very funny because I have had the phonetic lessons from time to time, and I would think that in some cases people really managed to remove their accent altogether, but I just never quite did it. And in spite of these lessons, because I was in classes where everybody had some faults, you know, in their pronunciation and so on, and I felt perfectly at home there. Very funny. Well, then in Heidelberg I began to study very seriously for my doctorate. And I got that, and...
What did you do your doctoral work on, a particular artist?
No, it was about German Baroque art.
German Baroque art.
I started that in Munich and finished it in Heidelberg. My thesis was about German Baroque sculpture. I was very interested in the churches, their altars and pulpits, because all of them in that period form one very beautiful 18th century hall, and the whole, there's great unity of style, and so I went a great deal to all the churches south of Munich, like De Wies and Bamberg and all of that. Now, the strange thing, of course, that I could never use that again, because when I came to America, there were no Baroque churches, nor was it studied, nor was it really of great interest to art historians or museum exhibitions. I still have to see one great Baroque exhibition that I never have in this country. It's difficult to do because you would have to have that sculpture, and the architecture is so terribly important too. Well, then I applied for a fellowship at Radcliffe College through the Institute of International Education.
This was in 1932?
This was 30s, I received it in 34, yes, and then came to Radcliffe and